What's so great about?
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About, the podcast that doesn't change. We either stay sharp or get sloppy. My name's Terry.
Love it. My name's Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Very, very well. And you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it, pal.
Yeah, you may have inferred from that little opening salvo there, Andy, that we're talking 2001's Ocean's 11, directed by Steven Soderbergh, starring... George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Matt Damon, Andy Garcia, Elliot Gould, Casey Affleck, Scott Kahn, Bernie Mac, Don Cheadle, and...
Julia Roberts.
The only female in the movie. And I'm sure I'm forgetting.
Casey Affleck?
Kyle Reiner. I said Casey Affleck.
Whatever.
A whole bunch of merry men, huh? Yeah. Care to guess the budget of this movie, Andy?
I'm going to say $100 million.
$85 million.
Okay.
Right. So,
moving around.
Now, I'm going to just remember for box office. I'm going to say this every time now.
Yeah.
We're not doing Marvel movies. It was a different time.
Yeah, I know that. But the last few times, I've really under-guessed. So, that's why I was bumping it up. Like, look at the ensemble here. And look at the fact that they're on location.
No, I get it. But I'm just saying for the box office. Not for the budget. For the box office.
Oh, right, sorry.
Because you're like, I was straight $500 million. Like, okay. All right. So, opening weekend.
Okay.
Budget was 85. Opening weekend.
Opening weekend, 45 million.
38 million. Close. Domestic total?
110 million.
183 million.
I'm close enough.
Nah, that's 73
you
million.
You take any chump off the street, they're not getting anywhere close to these numbers.
Well, if I give them the budget and stuff, they might be able to extrapolate.
Look at the guests. They're terrible. Yeah.
Worldwide?
Yeah, worldwide, I think it probably did. I know it did well, but 238 million.
450 million. Clooney's biggest hit.
Are you trying to put me off there with that Marvel shtick?
No, for the opening and the domestic and stuff.
You are making me think low numbers by this. It's not Marvel.
It's not Marvel, though.
So,
like,
you know.
What I think you should do is like think of the budget and then think, did it make its budget back? How many times over did it make its budget back? This movie...
But a lot of them don't, really, more than
but
one
this
time
movie,
over.
You know this movie was a big hit.
Yeah.
You know?
Clooney's biggest movie, were you going to say?
Yeah. Biggest movie in his career.
Wow.
Rotten Tomatoes?
Critics, I would say 71.
83.
Oh.
71. Audience.
Critics, yeah. I thought they'd scoff.
You're
at,
right. You know? It should be 99, you're right.
audience, I would say 83 as well.
80%.
All right, within five.
One from six. Standard.
It's hard.
Standard these days.
Folks, if you're playing at home, how many are you getting? Yeah. I challenge anyone to beat me in these numbers.
Do you remember the time where it was like when you were asking me and I got like three in a row that was like a dollar off each one? Like,
that's honestly one of my favorite clips of all time where you're guessing the Con Air.
Yeah, it's a Con Air.
Box
yeah?
office. And you're like, oh, I'm within one. And then it's like, all right, worldwide, you're like 126. I'm like, I'm afraid that's wrong. 124, my friend. Oh, it was one off or whatever.
127. Yeah. Like. After directing, this is some IF coming your way, by the
Please.
Way. Please. Finish off Dale Boyf. After directing back-to-back films with weighty subject matters, shall we say, you know, Aaron Brockovich and Traffic.
Ooh.
Here's a little fact about Steven Soderbergh. Those two movies that came out in the same year, he was nominated for Best Director for both of those movies. So he's in the category twice.
Ooh.
And he won, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. He won two Oscars that year.
Traffic, that was Johnny Depp, was it?
No, Traffic is Michael Douglas, Topher Grace, Benicio del Toro.
Topher Grace?
Yeah. Huh. That's why he's in this.
He's in this yeah.
well. Lampooning himself.
In this too.
Yeah, well, she was in Eric and Brockovich, you know? Soderbergh, you know.
What's he done? What's his big movie? Is this his big movie?
This is his big, he's in the Ocean Trilogy. I mean, we're doing Out of Sight later on in the series. He's done.
Soderbergh seems like a kind of a household name.
I mean, yeah, he's really good.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, he was looking to direct something fun, and the script for Ocean's 11 arrived at his desk. You know, it's a remake, obviously, of the 1960s.
Didn't know that.
It was the Rat Pack in the 1960s. So it clearly makes sense to, like...
Sinatra?
Yeah, Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis.
Acted in the movie.
Yeah, Sinatra was an actor.
Yeah, but as well. The others were as well?
Yeah, yeah, Dean Martin, yeah. Huh. Yeah.
Was it supposed to be good?
It's okay. This is much better.
Right, right, right.
But it was like perfect choice to replace like Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra with like, who's the modern day one?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Clooney, of course.
Yeah, like, yeah.
So it arrived at his desk and immediately he realized that you need to determine what kind of film you're making. He wanted to be light entertainment.
Yeah.
And he said it had to be like sparkling and felt it was like the least threatening film that he's ever made. And I'm like, you know what?
It did do that.
Yeah, of course it does.
Yeah.
However, that light and fuzzy feeling quickly wore off as Soderbergh realized that it was like no film he'd ever done before. He quoted saying, directors like Spielberg, Fincher, and McTiernan could do this film with both hands tied behind their back. Not me. He was like, it was such a struggle. I was wondering, what had I gotten myself into?
In what way was it a struggle for him?
Well, he said he didn't realize how much of the time in the script would be in a casino, like an actual casino.
Oh, and they couldn't get clearance to be in an actual casino for that long.
That's what he was thinking. But then they got producer Jerry Weintraub. I don't know if that rings a bell.
Of course not.
He'd managed tours for Elvis, Frank Sinatra, Bob Dylan, Led Zeppelin before getting into the movie business. And he had all the connections for Las Vegas. He literally, they said that they had millions of dollars worth of production value by having this guy like, get the Bellagio. Normally they say in the Bellagio, you film only on weekdays and it's between midnight and six. And he was able to get them till midnight till nine in the morning.
Right.
And like they had everything kind of squared off, tucked away. Yeah. They were given access to the security feed of the actual casino for the
that
movie.
Room at the end, like...
Well, just like on the cameras and stuff. Like those are the real security feed, or whatever, to be authentic. Like,
ooh, what a get to get this guy.
Yeah. like, and the casting of the film started with Clooney. They said he was always going to be the number one choice.
Yeah.
And he was the producing partner of Soderbergh at the time. This is a Section 8 movie, and that's the name of their production company together. And Weintraub, Soderbergh, and Clooney all agreed that they needed an all-star cast. But how could they do that, you know, without... blown their budget.
Yeah.
Well, Clooney suggested and volunteered that he was going to take a pay cut for it. And then him and Soderbergh went to Pitt, went to all the rest of the cast, and they saying, yeah, we want you to come do this. We're putting together an op, but we're all, you know, taking 20% of our usual thing or whatever.
Right.
Like, so everybody else was able to get on board as well because they knew Clooney. Well, if Clooney's doing it,
he led by example.
Yeah, which I think is great as well because this movie doesn't work if you don't have Brad Pitt, if you don't have Matt Damon, if you don't have, you know, everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't work. You don't want it to feel less than. You know, you need to feel that like this is
to set out, top, like, to do what the movie needs to be, you need
it's the air of cool, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Julia Roberts was cast as Tess. But she had just won the Oscar for Erin Brockovich beforehand.
Nice.
And her quote was $20 million a movie. And Clooney sent her the script with a note. It's like, I hear you're getting 20 a picture now. And then into the note, there was a $20 bill tucked in. And it's like, seal the deal.
God, he's smitten,
he's fucking good, man. Like, you know, he's unreal. The Bellagio, so that they let them tap into the feed. And when Rusty and Linus are saying, when they're spying on Tess, you know, and he's like, this is the best part of my day.
Yeah.
And like Brad Pitt is eating shrimp cocktail.
Yeah.
They had to do so many takes. He ate 40 shrimp while they were filming.
Puked all over the Bellagio.
And there's just one last thing. Don Cheadle is uncredited in this film.
Why?
He wanted top billing, apparently. This is what they say. He wanted it to be like Clooney, Pitt, Damon Cheadle, and they say
over Julia Roberts.
Yeah, you know, Those three are the like...
With that bullshit English accent.
Yeah.
I thought maybe he didn't want anyone to know he was in it because he was so embarrassed about his English accent.
He didn't like the accent, it turns out. And
Why'd he do it?
He changes it in the next two a little bit. He still does the English accent. Like, in the third one, there's this bit where he gets to play American. He's the English guy doing an American voice, but he says he wasn't really happy with it. But his whole thing is like, oh, stuff went on behind the scenes that I wasn't happy with, so I had my name taken off it. But like,
as if you'd be uncredited. Like, we know you. Like, what's the point? Yeah. Like, we know you're in it. Like, yeah. Just put your name on the piece of paper.
And then I think in the next one, it was like he was included in that trio grouping. Like. How fragile an ego.
Yeah. And I would have thought he would have been the most down to earth almost.
I think maybe this was at like his peak or, he'd come up.
And also, like, I feel like he hadn't even begun to peak at this point.
I think Hotel Rwanda is around that time soon, like where he gets the Oscar nom and,
right.
You know, he'd kind of broken out with...
Sniffing his own farts in Hollywood.
Might have been. So Andy, tell me what you thought about this movie.
Excuse me. I loved it.
Fucking yes, Andy.
I loved it. Do you know what? I was saying to Kerry yesterday.
Just before you start, this is like me being like, eat your vegetables.
What do you mean?
I'm putting both Brad Pitt and George Clooney in a movie and you're going to like it. Even if you don't like them, you're going to like it.
And it was, do you know what I was saying to Kerry yesterday? I was like, do you know, I think this is the only big ensemble cast movie that I've seen that works for me. Do you know what
it's
I mean?
Effortless.
Like, it's
incredibly difficult to make something like this feel as
it feels
easy.
So breezy and like that. There's not really any element of threat, or it doesn't feel like it's like they're all doing the most dangerous thing in the world, and they're all just no one's even grasping the gravity of it.
Like, that's what he said. Like, he's like, there's nobody gets shot.
Yeah,
nobody gets.
I could watch this with like Joni, you know what I mean, like, and it'd be fine.
Yeah, like the Clooney getting fake beat up.
That's probably the worst of it.
And your man catches hand in the door, in the car door.
Yeah,
that's about it.
Like, this is such a fun, enjoyable, easy watch.
It's such a rewatchable movie. It's incredible.
Yeah,
like, you could like anytime like before. I knew we were doing. Like, I was hoping that the heist would get picked.
Yeah,
and like 2 weeks earlier, it was on TV.
All right.
And I watched like 45 minutes of it. And I was like, God, like, you really can't just drop in at any point.
It zips, doesn't it? Like, and it's
they all do.
It's what I think of when I think of a heist movie. I think.
Well, this was the modern.
Yeah.
Like, we're putting a team together. We're, you know, and this is what it's going to be. And it's blah, blah, blah. You know, all these different moving parts.
And I love those sort of movies where it's like, we got this guy. He's the best at blah, blah, blah.
I have the list.
Yeah.
I was like.
But I can just say one of my only negative comments is Don Cheadle's English accent.
It's the worst thing about
one
it.
Of the. I mean, that
it's the,
took
it's
me,
the worst
that
thing
took
of the
me
movie.
Right out of it. You know what I mean? Every time he's talking,
Barney,
like,
Barney Rubble,
Trouble.
Yeah,
it's like he's like, don't get your knickers in a twist. Yeah. Like even the words he's saying is like, is this what Americans think British people say?
What I was trying to look up here was like, when they're talking about it at the start, it's like, we need a Boesky, a Jim Brown, a Miss Daisy, two Jethros, and a Leon Spinks. Not to mention the biggest Ella Fitzgerald ever. And you're like, yeah, okay, you're going to need all those things, whatever they are.
What is it talking about?
Like, those are all types of cons, I think.
Oh, okay.
But when he's saying them, he's like, the two Jethros, I guess, are the Mormon twins, Casey.
Right.
And,
yeah.
You know, a Miss Daisy is the driver,
okay.
Jim Brown, I guess, is...
I don't know who that is.
But Jim Brown's a football player. But
okay.
I don't know what... But, like, Leon Spinks is... They do it on the night of a fight because Leon Spinks is a boxer.
Oh, okay.
You know, Ella Fitzgerald, I think, is the tape. You know, they use the tape.
Oh, yeah.
She... did one of the first recordings to tape or whatever like that. Like, so it's all these things, but like, it's like, you get it. Like, it's like,
do you know, that is great. But you know what? I have to admit as well, I don't think I've ever seen a man look as good as George Clooney looks in this
incredible.
Movie. He's distractingly attractive in this. I'm not even really listening to him. I'm just looking. I'm like, he is the definition of a 10.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But you know what is incredible about him? Like, yes, you're 100% right in what you're saying.
Like, he's unbelievable.
Yeah, he's able. Like, there's times where he's like, smooth, smoldering, or whatever.
Yeah.
And then there's other times where you're like, oh, that's funny.
Yeah, oh
where,
yeah.
Like where he's like, what do you think? We need one more? And like Brad Pitt.
Yeah, he's not saying that.
Like, we need one. You think we need one more? All right, I got one more.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that time, like Pitt is just like not saying, he's just staring at the TV.
Yeah,
his head on his lap or whatever. Like,
I thought, but I really, really enjoyed it. And it was like, I thought Elliot Gould was great. I thought like Carl Reiner was great.
Elliot Gould, there was the line in it with, again, just everybody is popping, it's breezy, where he's like, look, we go way back. I'll always remember you from the thing with the guy, and he's like, hey, no problem. He's like, I've never been to Belize, you know. you're like starting, and like Soderbergh, like even that bit where he's like, they're walking away and he's like, yeah, just out of interest,
yeah, yeah.
He's like, with the Bellagio, the MGM Grand, and he's like, those are Terry Benedict's, and
yeah,
like,
yeah,
he's telling them all this stuff. He's like he'll kill you then go to work on you,
yeah.
And then it's like the camera just zooms in on his face, like, who do you have in mind? And it's like, they're off to like, well, we got the two brothers out of Utah, you know.
And I have to say, like, Andy Garcia was a great
he's really good, because you're choice. Never on his side.
Yeah.
At no point do you feel sorry for him.
Yeah.
He's a prick. He's a bit of a fucking dweeb. He's more of a dweeb than I remember. When he's like, we can't touch, everybody's watching or whatever, like, you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I was like,
yeah,
oh man, you fucking loser. Yeah. Like, there's Julia Roberts there. Like, you can hold her hand or kiss her or whatever like that. Like, yeah, you know.
But he plays it very well, just very, like, you know, subtle, but like
he plays it that like he's soulless.
Yes,
like, you know what I mean.
It
like
is.
It's like any whiff of a high roller. Yes, okay, you know, yeah, this way.
And like all our protagonists or whatever are all like big, large characters and all this.
Bernie Mac.
Like, Bernie Mac is great as hell. And Matt Damon's one is great. Do you know what? Like, for some reason, the line that always makes me laugh is like him trying to be funny. To Andy Garcia, yeah, as he's like, it's like a list as long as my well, as long.
And that whole thing where he's like,
so
he's
so like, not
might as well
doing
call
it
a white jack.
Yeah,
that, but like I was like, oh, he's like, what is this scene? I don't remember the point of this scene. And then it's like he's like lifts him, whatever.
I've colored. Yeah.
Bernie Mac is like, I don't think we ever talk about it on the pod. But the fucking, the stand-up.
Oh, my God.
What's it? It's like,
y'all don't understand.
Yeah.
You know? And do you know what? I only got the context of it recently, because apparently the guy who came on before him they annihilated him, the crowd. Like,
really?
They gave him such a horrible time. That's why he kept coming out. He's like, I ain't scared of you, motherfucker. You know, like, and then he completely won them. Like, they're all like, you know, going crazy.
That, like, I remember, I think it would have been last year or something. I was like, I had a rough week.
Yeah.
And I was like, Friday. And I was like, going down to get like pizzas in the village.
Yeah.
And I was like, watching this while I was waiting for pizza. I just messaged you being like, man, this really actually cheered me up. Like,
it's
the Bernie
so
Mac.
Good.
Like,
and it's just the way he's like, I'm blessed. He's like, I'm big boned. He's like, I take my shit out, this whole room gets dark. And like, hit it! They hit it.
Then
DJ is like, playing little.
And like, then there's the cut. Like,
y'all don't understand.
Yeah. And like, he's so good when he's like getting the Vans. And he's like holding your man's hand. And he's he's like, denim, like the jean.
Yeah. He's like, I guess I could get it down to whatever price Sandy squeezed. He's like, you would do that for me? Like, that'd be terrific.
And Brad Pitt, we haven't talked about him yet. Like,
do you know what? Brad Pitt worked in this movie, I will say. But there was just something about, I mean, the Eden was too much.
That's the character, though. Like,
but like, does he do that in the second and third as well?
Yeah, kind of.
Why? That's not really him thing, because he does it in so many movies.
But he actually doesn't do it in that many movies. It's more people conflate this because he does it so often. He's like, he's eating a lollipop, he's eating the shrimp
lollipop
cocktail,
I mean, why,
he's
though?
Eating whatever, that sorbet when they're at the racetrack, like, you know, there's a lot
of Moneyball as well.
He's chewing tobacco and Moneyball all the time. It's not so much that he's eating.
The only, you know, my only problem, like, this was by and large probably a fairly easy, excuse me, an easy gig for Clooney and Pitt. Yeah. And for a lot of them, actually, it seemed like
they're having a fucking
fun,
great time. Like,
easy. Like, no one's doing nothing that. No one's getting all like, method. Like, what, give me back my son. Or, you know, it's nothing like that. Or no one's getting hurt. There's no real conflict.
About as heavy as it gets and it's incredible, is when it's the George Clooney, it's the Tess and Danny scene at dinner.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, does he make you laugh? And she's like,
yeah,
he doesn't make me cry.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, fuck.
Good line.
Yeah, fucking hell.
No, like, my only criticism with that was that it was a little too snap, crackle, and pop.
Yeah,
that,
but it's good. That, you know what I mean? Like, but like, it is good. You're putting proper movie stars saying these words to one another. I'm like, yeah.
It is good, but could you, but I guess it wouldn't have fit the tone of the movie, but like, because she has to snap back quick. But like, surely a line like that would be more like, you know, like, just make you laugh, that like, you'd pause for a second and think like, well.
She does kind of pause though. She does, and then she's like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, that's about as heavy as it gets. And it was even so much like Mark Wahlberg was actually signed up to be the Matt Damon part.
Really?
And then he
two or so like joined at the hip, aren't they? Like?
And, well, they're both Boston boys, I guess. Like, you know, you need somebody from Boston.
Yeah,
you know?
True, yeah.
But he went to do Planet of the Apes. And then like, even so much, I think when they were promoting the movie that like, it was like, we want everybody to know we had a fucking blast doing this. And then Wahlberg was like, because he'd done a couple of movies with George Clooney as well. He seemed like a little bit sour afterwards because like Planet of the Apes did
Wahlberg?
Not. Yeah, did not
no
do great.
Shit, like,
and he was like,
him all over.
And then he was like, yeah, what are they supposed to do? Like, you know, in between tapes, like pat George on the back for what a great job he's doing or whatever. And he's like, all right, man. Like, man,
this is my problem with Mark Wahlberg. Yeah. Like, I don't like, just like that. What the? I just don't like Mark Wahlberg. I don't like him. I don't like his personality. I don't like him in any movie that I've seen him in. I know you're a fan of
Boogie Nights. Come on, like,
I don't like him. I don't like him. Boogie Nights. I don't like him.
Fighter.
In that. No.
You're really good in The Fighter. Underrated in The Fighter.
I just think he's himself.
The Departed.
Yeah, I've only seen The Departed once, so I can't really remember it. Terry, you got that crazy look in your eye.
So we'll put on the Boston movie dress.
Thank God. Oh. Thank God he wasn't in this. Because that would have been like, oh, it's him.
How about this? The Wilson brothers, Luke and Owen, were going to be the Mormon.
Like, oh.
But they were doing Royal Tenenbaums and they couldn't do it.
All right. Yeah. It's probably, I would have gone with this one, personally.
Yeah,
Movie buffs would probably say Royal Tenenbaums.
But like,
I think they would have brought more to this than they brought.
I don't really like those two characters. They kind of grate on me. And I know they're kind of supposed to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they're so supposed to be annoying. Like,
Luke and Owen didn't resort themselves to that sort of thing.
Like, it's like Scott Kahn. I like Scott Kahn fine, but like.
Your man Scott Kahn, I was thinking, like, he's lucky to have got this role, isn't he? Like, he's the only
one. He
gets
two more,
like,
movies as well. Like,
yeah.
You know?
I'm like, jeez, he lucked out with
and
this.
And the
one.
Other guy as well. What's his name? Fucking Julius, you know, the tech guy.
The tech guy.
The guy.
Oh, yeah. He was fine. Yeah. Kind of like, he needed a bit of a weaselly.
Yeah.
He's
fine. Yeah, he is. He's always fine. Like, I liked.
I can't believe Don Cheadle wanted the billing of this.
I always just like the things like, which one's the amazing yen? He's like, it's the little Chinese guy.
Yeah.
It's like five of them there or whatever like that. Like,
yeah.
We got ourselves the grease man. Yeah. And like, did you remember how the heist turned out?
Not really, actually.
I kind of got confused. I was like, oh, yeah, it's all on tape.
Yeah.
It's like, well, it's not all on tape. Yeah. It's like half on tape.
And they think it's tape,
actually blow up parts of the vault and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like.
I love that. And I liked, you know, just the whole, like, it just flowed. It flowed so seamlessly. And it's just all the little things of, like, you know, they're not sensing the danger at all of, like, you know, like, And those locks change every whatever. Yeah. It's like and
which
the codes,
we can't get.
Which we can't get. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Which we, can,
we
you know,
won't
all
have.
This,
or whatever,
yeah,
you know,
all
like,
this sort of stuff. And it's just going on and everyone's looking and they're like, you know. It was a real standalone movie in that, like that. Like, there's no threat.
I had Ocean's 12 on our sequels draft. Sequel, and I took it off. I think I put Dr. Sleep on because I knew you would like a horror or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, Ocean's 12 was good. Yeah. Ocean's 12 was good. It's not as good as 11.
And 13 is crap, is it?
13 is good. 13 is like, Ocean's 12 is like him experimenting with how you do a sequel.
Right.
So much so that, like, in the movie, Bruce Willis is in the movie.
Oh, okay.
And he thinks Tess is Julia Roberts. Like she pretend, what? Yeah, like they dress her up to be like Julia Roberts as part of the heist.
What?
So Julia Roberts is playing Tess, pretending to be Julia Roberts, and Bruce Willis is himself in the movie. And he's like, Julia, oh my God.
What?
Yeah. So a lot of, yeah. So like Soderbergh is like messing with the form of a sequel. And then like a lot of people like it made money, but they're like, we don't like this as much as 11. And 13 is like,
back to the roots.
It's like, yeah, it's like, okay, we're going to do another Vegas heist. Like, because 12 is like, it's set in Europe.
Is Andy Garcia in second or third?
He's in the third one. And he's in the second one, actually. Basically, the plot of the second one is he catches up with them. And it's like, you owe me 160 million. Mm. And it's like, you have to do a job for me or I'm going to have you killed.
Oh, okay.
So then they're like, okay, we have to do this job in Europe for them. They have to steal.
In Europe?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. It's like, and then there's this other super thief going on.
And would you say like one is the best one?
One is the best one. Yeah. One is.
Do you know what? It was very, one thing I noticed was it was very 2001. Like,
but that, in a good way,
yeah,
I think.
This was because it worked.
I know you were saying like Man on Fire and... like the color grading and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like it's not quite there. I feel it still has a bit of like late 90s in it, as opposed to like your snapdrag in the middle of the new millennium. Like,
yeah, but like I kind of thought with this one that like the choices of like, I assume it was like I was saying, Brad Pitt's choice to eat all the time. I'm like, that's such a thing to think is cool in 2001. Do you know what I mean? Or there's a few lines where I'm like, that line was cool in 2001, but now it looks dated.
Do
you know what I mean?
I don't think it's aged.
No, like the movie hasn't at all, but there's just the odd little tell of like the time it was made in.
There's a few, like, yeah, like the perfect example is the celebrities, you know what I mean? Topher Grace.
Topher Grace as Topher Grace,
yeah,
as well.
Ali Marie Combs, Joshua Jackson, like,
yeah,
all these like TV stars.
When I saw them at the start, I was like, that's what hooked me back in straight away. I'm like Topher Grace, he's like, whatever it was, he's like, all red. His card's like,
like that, was yes! That was the bit where I was like, oh, that's stupid. they're incredibly stupid. But what I found
Joshua
funny
Jackson.
Was that like when they're leaving, and like there's a little bit where like George Clooney is like, I think when Brad Pitt's coming back in, and George's like, and it's not a trouble making the jump from TV to film. He's like, well, that, and Topher Grace like, well, not for me. And like, it's like Clooney was like the first one of the 90s to be that high profile.
Yeah, Jesus.
So it's like little stuff like that, or like when they're leaving, like it's like Topher Grace and like Shane West coming out, and like they're like, oh my God, and like Brad Pitt is just able to like walk.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's perfect. You know,
like, yeah,
like that little stuff there that is.
Yeah.
And just before we get into the categories or whatever, like the end is beautiful for me. The Claire de Lune, the film.
Loved it. I loved it. Yeah.
It's incredible.
It's great. And just the way they all one by one just,
it's like, well, we
walk off.
You know, we're never going to see each other again, possibly, or whatever.
It.
Like, you know.
That was really. And the fact that they're still there in Vegas, they're not like scarping onto a plane, like, go, go, go. Like, the balls on them to stick around and just watch the fountain. Like,
it's incredible.
Great.
Like, yeah,
I loved it.
You know, just like the tap on the shoulder.
Yeah.
You know, see you later, or whatever.
Loved
one by one.
And what are you saying, categories, before we get to the categories?
Categories, you know, Ed Harris Award.
Oh, okay.
Well, let's do the rating first.
I would give this one, do you know what? I'd give it a 9 out of 10.
Hell yeah, Andy. I'm also going to give it a 9.
Hey, look at us.
Yeah.
I thought it was, I just thoroughly enjoyed it from start to finish. And, you know, I was a bit pushed for time watching it, as per, but didn't affect it at all. It was, I enjoyed it from start to finish.
Yeah.
Great, great, enjoyable watch.
Ed Harris Award for Excellence in Acting.
Excellence in Acting. I'm going to give it to Clooney. Give it to Clooney, I guess.
I'm going to give it to Pitt just because he's incredible at being the sidekick.
Yeah.
In this. When he's clearly like
a
leader, Brad and George, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, but he's incredible at being the number two in this.
Yeah.
And like, it's not something that you would expect from him at this point in his career.
Yeah.
To be like, not even second banana, but he's like, he's his buddy. He's the one that goes and collects George Clooney from prison.
Yeah, yeah. It's not Pitt's job. It's Clooney's job.
And the next one, actually 12, is Pitt's movie.
Right.
But, and the third one's kind of Matt Damon's movie. But I just think it's something that has been said about Pitt for a while, that, you know, he's a character actor with a leading man's looks.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of plays into it here today in this one.
Yeah,
here.
I can see that. Yeah.
So I'm going to give it to Pitt.
Yeah, Pitt's good. He's great. I mean,
We got the Daniel Day-Lewis Peachtree Dance Award for Best Line Reading.
Do you know what? There was a line that really made me laugh. And I can't remember. I think you alluded to it there where he's like, oh, I knew him from that thing with that guy, yeah, or whatever it was. That gave me a big laugh. Do you know what? I'd say it's Carl Reiner. He's like, if you ever ask me that again, yeah, you will not wake up the next morning, like, or whatever it is.
He's like, he's ready. I think for me, it's the whole... I have two. What we're talking about there with Elliot Gould, where he's like, I used to be civilized. You catch a guy doing something, you whack him.
Yeah.
And he's like, Best Benedict is a whole other thing. It's like, you better hope, you better pray that he doesn't know you're not, or he thinks you're dead. Because if he's not, he's like, he's gonna murder you. And then he'll go to work on you. Or just the Clooney and Tess stuff.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it?
Where it's just... She's like, you know what your problem is? He's like, that I've only got one. And she's like, you've been around too many people like yourself. Yeah. Just that whole back. And then
there
like,
that
line where he's like, he doesn't make me cry.
I'm yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yep.
Very good scenes between the two of them, wasn't it?
And she's only in it for like 8 minutes. Yeah. Like, you know.
Good chemistry as well. I just could not get over how good Clooney does. Like, I mean...
This is peak though. Like this is
it's ridiculous. Yeah. Like, and he's so, and not just like, I'm a straight man, but like he's not just good looking, but he's so fucking smooth.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't ever get the impression that he's trying to be sexy or whatever. No, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
I take this as a victory. This is something that I've been trying to like unlock for you for years.
Yeah.
We had the whole thing where it's like fucking Clooney, you know, in Gravity. Why is it George Clooney in Gravity? It's like, because it's George Clooney. You want the movie star to play the astronaut. You're like, no, it's just...
You know what? First of all, I don't sound like that. Yeah. Second of all, Gravity was great, but I thought it would have been better. Like,
who do you put in instead of Clooney?
Timothy Oliphant.
No, not a big enough movie star.
But that's the thing. This movie didn't need George Clooney as George Clooney. You know what I mean?
But it kind of did need him.
He was too smooth in the face of danger in Gravity.
But he have to, you, because he had, Bullock is the nervous Nelly going up. It's the first time you want somebody there that's going to put her at ease. And that's exactly what Clooney does in it until he gets lost in space forever. Spoilers for Gravity.
Do you know what?
Didn't I just, like that bit. No. I tell you.
But I just, you know what? I just found it took me out of it in Gravity because I'm like, there's George Clooney.
But in this.
I like, there's Hollywood actor George Clooney in space. You know what I mean? But this, and don't get me wrong, he looked great in that too. But the role called for it in this more than Gravity. I didn't think he needed to be a slick in Gravity.
Well, I disagree.
But, on this one. I fucking love them in it.
Great.
In love with them, if anything.
Great. Delighted. So next, I'm thinking, because I saw it's on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
Oh, easy
good.
Access.
Great.
We go with Hell or High Water.
Sure.
Chris Pine, Jeff Bridges, Ben Foster.
Don't know who the third guy is, but...
You know who Ben Foster is.
No.
You'll know him when you see him.
All right.
One of the great A...
Long one, is it? What's it called?
Hell or High Water.
Right. Now, I want you to be present for this. Hell or High Water.
Yeah.
Okay, it's Netflix. On Netflix.
Yeah, you got your Netflix up?
No, just googling it. Hell or High Water. How long is it? Hell or High Water runtime? Then fine. 1 hour 42. Okay. All right. Fine.
Okay.
Okay. Great.
Yeah. So fantastic. You know who Ben Foster is. He's one of the grade A creeps in Hollywood.
Oh, great.
These days.
I know nothing about the movie. I'm going to go in fresh.
Great. Okay.
Folks, thank you so much.
We love you here behind the paywall. Big L's all around.
And thank you for sticking with us with not being able to deliver anything last week. We appreciate the support as always. Thank you so much for your understanding. And catch us on the flippity flop.
Yep, 2 weeks from now, Hell or High Water. Gonna be good.
911 emergency response.